दादा माधवा दया कुंज बिहारी जय राधा कुंज जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय जय यशोदानन्दन जय व्रजजनरञ्जन जय व्रजजनरञ्जन जय यशोदा व्रजजनरञ्जन जय व्रजजनरञ्जन जय यमुनातीरावणचारी जय कुञ्जबिहारी जय यमुनातीरावण जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी जय गोपीजनवल्लभा जय जय यशोदानन्दन जय व्रजजनरञ्जन व्रजजनरञ्जन जय यमुनातीरावणचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe. Gaurang Nitai, Gaurang Nitai, Gaurang Nitai, Sri Sri Gaurang Nitai. Gaurang Nitai, Sri Sri. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Srila Gurudev. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Kaliyuga Pavana Hari Nama Sankirtana Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhuvan Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Unvaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadalyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो 20th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 14 टेक्स्ट 14 एंड 15 दे डोंट हैव अ परपोर्ट। वी विल व्हाट इज रिटन इज 14 राइट या तानि चैकैकसहस्रष्टुम् असमर्थानि भौतिकं संहत्य दैवयोगेन हैममण्डमवासृजन् तानि चैकैकसहस्रष्टुम् असमर्थानि भौतिकं संहत्य दैवयोगेन हैममण्डमवासृजन् तानि चैकैकसहस्रष्टुम् असमर्थानि भौतिकं संहत्य दैवयोगेन हैममण्डम् अवासृजन् असमर्थानि भौतिकम् हैममण्डम् अवासृजन् तानि चैकैकसहस्रष्टुम् असमर्थानि भौतिकम् तानि दोस एलिमेंट्स च एंड एक एकशः सेपरेटली स्रष्टुम टू प्रोड्यूस असमर्थानि अनेबल भौतिकं द मटेरियल यूनिवर्स संहत्य हैविंग कंबाइंड दैवयोगेन विद द एनर्जी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हैमम shining like gold andam globe avasrijan produced translation separately unable to produce the material universe they combined with the help of the energy of the Supreme Lord and were able to produce a shining egg. So here it says, Ek ekashah srashtum asamarthani. So although all these metal elements, they all combined together, on their own, they were not able to form the Brahmanda. Asamarthani, it says. But then after that, Daiva Yogena, when the Supreme Lord's energy came into picture, then the Brahmanda formed. Haimam Andam Avasrijan, he says. So it shows that without the spiritual touch, matter in and of itself cannot function on its own. It's just not possible. Matter has to be manipulated by spirit or modified by spirit. Just like you convert a tree into a table like this. It can only be done by a spirit. So the Supreme Spirit, Lord Garbhodaksha Vishnu, with his energy, he is making it happen. So Ashayishtabdi Salile Andakosho Niratmakaha Sagram Vai Varsha Sahasram Anvavasit Tam Ishwaraha. For over 1,000 years, the shiny egg lay on the waters of the causal ocean in the lifeless state. Then the Lord entered it as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada ki. From this verse, it appears that all the universes are floating in the causal ocean. So this is only one line purport. So I have been told to take one more verse. Text number 16. Tasya nabhe rabhut padmam sahasrar koru diditi sarvajivanikayauko yatra swayam abhut swarat. From the navel of the personality of Godhead, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, sprouted a lotus flower effulgent like 1,000 blazing suns. This lotus flower is the reservoir of all conditioned souls. And the first living entity who came out of the lotus flower was the omnipotent Brahma. Purport, Vishal Prabhupada. It appears from this verse that the conditioned souls who rested within the body of the personality of Godhead after the dissolution of the last creation came out in the sum total form of the lotus. This is called Hiranyagarbha. The first living entity to come out was Lord Brahma, who is independently able to create the rest of the manifested universe. The lotus is described here as effulgent as the glare of 1,000 suns. This indicates that the living entities as parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord are also of the same quality, since the Lord also diffuses his bodily glare known as Brahma Jyoti. The description of Vaikuntha Loka, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures, is confirmed herewith. In Vaikuntha, the spiritual sky, there is no need of sunshine, moonshine, electricity or fire. Every planet there is self-effulgent like the sun. So from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's navel, a lotus is sprouting. And that lotus is filled with effulgent particles, spiritual particles of the living entities, who all are shining. In the scriptures, two types of understanding are strongly emphasized in many places. One is the glory of the spirit soul, which is similar to the Supreme Lord. He is also very much emphasized. Because by not emphasizing that, we may identify ourselves with matter and degrade ourselves. In order to elevate ourselves, it's very important to know the oneness between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. The more we identify ourselves with the Supreme Lord, that we are similar in nature to Him, then we are also likely to elevate ourselves and purify ourselves very easily. The modern day leadership and management courses, they talk something about feeling good about oneself. But unfortunately, they feel good about their body and mind, which is a very dangerous thing. There is nothing great to feel good about our body and mind, because body and mind is a great mess, unless they are offered to the Supreme Lord. Whereas, feeling good about oneself actually should be applied to the soul, because the soul is of similar nature like the Supreme Lord. And another thing that is emphasized is, although the soul is similar to the Supreme Lord, the soul is not the Supreme Lord. The soul is not ultimately God Himself. Rather, the soul is separate, and just like Madhvacharya shows two fingers, you know, always, you know, nowhere they will allow any kind of similarity to be talked about. So that is very strongly emphasized in scriptures also. Even in the Upanishads, samane virkshe purusho nimagno anisheshochati muhyamanah. This verse says, in the same branch of the tree, there are two birds sitting. And that mahimanam means the mahima of the Supreme Lord as the Isha, should be known by the jiva. That is mentioned in the second line of that verse. It says that when the jiva understands that there are two birds in this tree and this fellow is a silent bird, he is not eating the bitter and sweet fruits of the tree, and he is smiling happily, look at me, I am eating the tasty and bitter fruits of the tree and I am suffering. Like this, when the jiva looks at the super soul and understands his tranquility, then he also becomes peaceful. It is said. So in this way, Mundaka Upanishad, Shweta Shvetra Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, all of them talk about the individuality of the soul in relation to the super soul. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Yeko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman, this type of verses. Purposely I am quoting from Upanishad because, you know, we can quote from Bhagavatam so many verses and Puranas, but the Upanishads are considered authentic by the impersonalists, the Shrutis, and they often misuse the Upanishads for talking about the oneness of Lord and the living entity. So we could quote many like this from the Upanishads to show the difference between the Lord and the Jiva. So as much as the difference aspect is emphasized, equal emphasis is given on the oneness aspect also. Even as Vaishnavas, in our lives also, if we don't sufficiently try to understand and comprehend this oneness aspect, we will find it difficult to progress in spiritual life. Because Lord and the living entity are of similar nature. Long before, I heard a story about this, how once upon a time, he lion and she lion, they begot a child. Generally, the lions, they beget children only once in 12 years or so. So they begot a cub. And the cub was very tender and small. It was in a growing stage. One day the father wanted to train the cub in catching the lamb. So he took the cub with him, because that's how from childhood they would train how to catch. So as the cub was also going with the father, when all the lambs saw the lion coming and they ran away, the cub also ran along with them. And the father was searching, where is this fellow? I brought him for training, he's gone. You know, and he was shocked. Huh? Then the father lion had to go home and tell the wife, I'm sorry, I lost the fellow. Huh? So days passed by, the father was worried. Whether he went with the lamb or where did he go, he was searching. So in the meantime, the cub associated with the other lambs and goats living along with them. Of course, the goat saw that he is a very small fellow. You know, he is not harmful. And they didn't kill him, or they didn't fight with him. So they allowed him to live with them. So only thing is, he looked different from them. He was like odd man out, you know, amongst the lamb. But he also started eating grass with them. You know, he also staying in their residence and everything. And he also started learning to, you know, scream like them, ma, like that. He was doing like this. And the wife was not satisfied with the husband's answer. She said, you have to somehow find him out. Go and find out. Whether you get lamb or not, you have to get our son back. So she said, this time I am also coming with you. So she also accompanied the husband. She was very confident this fellow must be in that crowd only. And then one day they saw this fellow. So they would try to run to catch the fellow. He will run along with everybody. Again and again he ran away. 2-3 times they made an attempt. At last they captured him once. When they captured, he screamed like a goat only. Loudly. Leave me, leave me, leave me. They said, what are you talking? We are your parents. He couldn't believe. Then the father caught hold of his neck and dragged him to a pond. And they showed him in the pond. And he looked at his face in the pond. One side father, one side mother. And he had a similar face cut. Huh? And the father said, now you roar. And that is the first, you know, that is the first time this baby lion tried roaring. He also roared. Father said, now you understand, you are not a lamb. Then they took him home after that. So what did you understand from this story? Sve mahimni stithasyacha. That verse says, drishta dosha parityakta, bhukta boga parityakta, drishta dosha janityashah, na ishwarasya shubham datte, sve mahimni stithasyacha. In Kapila section we read, when the jiva gives up the enjoying mentality, bhukta boga parityakta, drishta dosha means he sees his defect of wanting to lord over the material nature. When he observes his own defect and he gives up the enjoying mentality, he becomes situated in his own glory, it is said. Sve mahimni, it is said. What is that sve mahimni? Our mahima comes from associating with the Supreme Lord. How can we have our own mahima? Sve mahimni. You may have a question. Being a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, we also shine like the Supreme Lord shines. Just like a golden gopuram of a temple, under the sunlight, it also glows. When the sunlight falls on the gopura, golden gopuram, it shines also. Similarly, the jiva, being a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, it has a glow, it has a shine. And the jiva also has many abilities, many powers. Just like Lord has great powers, but jiva also has his, proportionately he has some powers also like that. Similarly, just like the Lord is a lion, like a lion, and the jiva is like a cub. But when the jiva comes to this world and associates with three gunas, then he becomes very weakened. Like somebody, a very healthy man, he goes to a sanatorium where people are coughing due to tuberculosis. It's a prohibited area. Everybody doesn't go there. But somehow or other, if somebody goes there, and due to the contagious disease, he also, in case of somebody is very having low immunity, they immediately catch the disease, isn't it? So low immunity means desire to be independent of Krishna and to lord over the material nature. With that foolish mentality, when we enter into this world, the three gunas are like the tuberculosis, infection. So we get infected. Karanam gunasangosya sadasa jivani janmasu. We are trapped in material bodies. The material bodies are actually a precipitate of the subtle body. And the subtle body's contamination is arising from the wrong, rebellious disposition in the consciousness, chit. Chit becomes chitta. And chitta is contaminated consciousness. So the contaminated consciousness is the cause of the production of the subtle body. And the contamination in subtle body precipitates outside as gross body with its senses and mind and everything, all these things. And that is why jnanis, yogis, if you see what they do, they invest the gross body in the mind. Gross body along with its senses in the mind, and the mind in the intelligence, and the intelligence in the false ego, and the false ego in the soul, and the soul in the super soul. Like that they... The meaning of investing is getting rid of that identification. For example, before coming to Krishna consciousness, some of us must have had some kind of great vigor for, you know, Bharat Mata. You know, like in my school days when I saw some movies on freedom struggle. So for some period of time, I had that fad of attraction for being a freedom fighter. So I had a mustache like a Bhagat Singh mustache. You know, only thing is, although I had a Bhagat Singh mustache, If I see a cockroach, I'll get frightened. One time my father teased me, he said, your mustache is very powerful, but you are running, seeing the cockroach like this. You should be a very powerful fighter, huh? Isn't it? So we used to watch movies on freedom fighting, freedom fighters movies. Then all our friends said, oh, your hands are reaching, we have to fight now. Only problem is already India got freedom. You cannot fight now. Isn't it? So this is false identification, you see. So in this way, you will find that as the jiva identifies with different roles, it can be family, it can be community, it can be a nation. So it can be a college. As soon as you enter into a college, especially if it is a very popular one. You know, when we entered into IIT, we saw boys first year only, they put their hands in pockets and look as if, you know, they have conquered the whole world. Isn't it? Yeah. Because the identification with a certain college makes people very proud. Even when I was in engineering college days, I never knew there was an IIT in my first, second year. Only third year I came to know. And then people said, IITians are like demigods descended. You know, they are not ordinary, this, that, so many things they said. And then I met one boy, you know, who had got some 91 or 92 percentile. That I considered to be something very big. Of course, we don't know things. When we are not very informed, we imagine too much about things. So, and then entering into IIT is like entering heavenly planets, you know. If you used to feel like that. But after that you go, there is always big and bigger and even more bigger. In this world, there are different gradations, you can see. So, if I think, you know, joining IIT is a very great thing, the whole world salutes us and everything. And because of my infatuated conception of entering into a very popular college, when I walk, when I talk, then my pride may show up due to that imagination. So at one time I went to Patna. Near Patna there is one place called Danapur. There is a township. So there are some 30-40 youths there. So they had invited me for a youth program. One of the boys was from Pune. So I went there. So the boy was introducing, "Hamare Radhesham ji itne pade likhe hain ki ITI mein pade hain, Prabhu ji." I said, then one of them corrected, "Hey, ITI nahi, IIT na. Wohi bola na, ITI." So on that day, my IIT pride was smashed. Because that fellow later on told me, honestly, "Prabhu ji, mujhe malum nahi kya difference hai, ITI, IIT." So our pride is only within four walls of IIT only. Similarly, in IIT professors, many of them publish papers. You know, in IIT, publishing a paper is such a thing. It produces fever in people. Because they put in the notice board what are paper they have published, you know. Then other department people will say, "Which professor has published how many papers?" He has published 22 papers, published 25 papers. I have to exceed him. The competition is also there. So students also publish papers along with the teachers also. Other students may come to congratulate you. "Wonderful, what a paper you published, very nice." You ask him what you understood, he said nothing. Because all mathematical equations. So you won't understand what he publishes and you understand what you have published. But this popularity is only within the educated circle of people. Similarly, I am a president in Pune temple. Once when I was going in the train, generally we book the ticket properly. Some or other, one time last minute we had to go. And we were trying to board in the second class, we didn't. They were not allowing. And even if we give money also, there was no place. It was a very crowded train. So I had to sit near that wash basin, you know, where the bathrooms and everything is there. And all the people going were giving one kick and going. While going, coming, people walking. So on that day, I got a very deep realization that, you know, how my presidentship is only within four walls of the temple. It's outside you go, the train, who knows what president you are. So we should know that the identification with the position leads to infatuation. That conception, what we carry with us. So this is actually the cause of the jiva's downfall, if you see. If you see, boys and girls nowadays are watching many movies. And after watching movies, they repose their consciousness on hero or heroine. And when they come out of the movie, they try to keep hairstyle like them, they walk like them, they talk like them. They are living in an illusory world. Already this world is illusion. They are living in another illusion. Even deeper, more and more deeper illusion. Considering oneself, I am son of so-and-so, daughter of so-and-so. I am born in this family. I am South Indian, North Indian, East Indian, West Indian. This itself is illusion. And when they watch a movie, they go into illusion. Another illusion they are living in. So in this way, the conception gives birth to responsibility. For example, if I think I am an Indian, then I will have to naturally work for India. By Mera Bharat Mahan, there are many people working very hard for India, identification with India. If I think I am a Brahmana, then I will want to work for the Brahminical community. If I think I am a Tamil man, then I would work for Tamil Nadu. Something I want to do for Tamil Nadu, that conception arises. This is called self-created duty. So self-created duties arise due to wrong material conceptions. Because when I came to Pune, one day I was telling one of the devotees that there was a very famous writer called Subramani Bharati. He has written a poem. Sendaminadenum podinile indathenmandu paayidu kadinile. He says, when somebody says Tamil Nadu, honey flows into my ears, he says. So one Maharashtrian poet told something in Marathi, which I don't remember now. But he said, one Maharashtrian poet has written, whenever you say Jaya Maharashtra, honey flows into his ears for him. So for a Maharashtrian poet, you have to say Maharashtra to flow honey. For Tamil poet, you have to say Tamil Nadu, isn't it? So this is called, these are material conceptions, you see. So when we identify with such material conceptions, we are artificially creating duty. And that is why the verse says, Deva Rishir Bhutapta Nanam Pitranam Na King Karo Na Ayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parihritya Kartyam. That verse says that, yes, in this world, everybody has too many duties. But what do you identify yourself as? That is very important. If I identify myself as Krishna Das, I have only duty towards Krishna. All other duties, by not doing them, sinful reactions would arise because I am taking benefit from them. But Krishna will nullify all those sinful reactions. Aham Tvam Sarva Papyabhyo Mokshayishyami Mahashacharya. Because I am taking benefit from the cows and the horses and the camels. We are taking benefit from the trees. We are taking benefits from the mother, father, relatives, friends. We are taking many benefits from the society. We are taking many, in this way, multiple benefits from the demigods, who are all administrators. All of them are contributing to our living peacefully in this world. So we have, in one sense, a material duty towards them. But by identifying ourselves as Krishna's servant, one in quality with Krishna, by deeply identifying ourselves in that role and in a wholehearted consciousness serving the Lord without any reservation, fully, by doing such a service, then all other services are replaced. They can be replaced completely. So, this aspect of considering our oneness means what? For example, you will see that your brother, your sister, when you see them, you feel a great kind of intimacy with them. You are willing to forgive their deficiencies. If they complete their education, you may want to arrange for a job for them through somebody. If they are sick, you are ready to take them to hospital. So, because we have a Dehatma Buddhi, Deha ko Atma manna, that is Dehatma Buddhi. Dehatma Buddhi means we identify the blood relatives to be our own. So this is actually the main point. Our own means what? We consider them as good as ourselves when it comes to serving them or helping them or holding feelings for them very deeply. When they suffer, we also suffer. When they enjoy, we also enjoy. Because we feel he is my man, or she is my sister, or my mother, or my father. So this connection is very deep rooted in the bodily consciousness. And when in the same manner, depending on our conceptions, the attachment will increase. For example, as I told you, somebody identifies that he is an Indian, then with every Indian he feels India is best, Indians are best. That kind of idea it comes. And imagine if somebody goes to America, he's from Maharashtra, all over America he's traveling, wherever he goes people are talking in English. He's feeling some left out, himself like alienated there. Because he sees that people are different, their appearances are different, their talks are different, and the culture is different. He feels lonely. But suddenly somebody comes in the crowd and says, "Kai paije," somebody says. Then immediately they are shocked. Oh, he's my man, correct, na? Immediately you'll want to strike a relation with him. Actually, this Dehatma Buddhi can be used in preaching also very nicely. Like, for example, sometimes in Andhra Pradesh, I send Telugu devotees there. Because when boys talk in Telugu, they feel more friendly. So even our false ego can be doubted in Lord's service. Doubting a false ego in Lord's service is Varnashrama. That is Varnashrama Dharma, you see. In this way, our language can be doubted in Lord's service also, isn't it? Because people feel more affinity. And that is one reason why some preachers like Bhaktira Samat Maharaj, even Navagindra Maharaj and all, they have learnt 5-6 languages, not languages, some words in the languages. When he looks at me, he'll say, "Vanakkam," you know, he'll say like that, which means, you know, thank you. So he will use, Navagindra Maharaj knows 20 languages like that. But he speaks little in each, just to make the people feel very familiar, correct, no? Feel good, yeah, feel good. So, in this way, when I'm trying to emphasize on one point, that whenever you feel the connection, you consider it as your own, my own, your own. That kind of feeling we have to cultivate with Krishna. Actually, we have to feel I am owned by Krishna. And Krishna is mine, and I am Krishna's. And I am of his similar nature. The only difference is I am tiny, and he is great. I am infinitesimal, he is infinite. Otherwise, we are of a very similar nature. So, that is why tatrako moha kashchoka ekatvam anupashyatah. In the Ishopanishad, he says, tatrako shoka. Where is the question of any moha? Prabhupada says, in that purport, Prabhupada says that the godless civilization is an illusion, and the result of such a civilization is lamentation. Very powerful sentence Prabhupada writes there. He says the godless civilization produces illusion. And the result of such an illusion is lamentation, he says. So moha and shoka, two things he's explaining. So the moha and shoka can be destroyed, how? Ekatvam anupashyatah. And what is this ekatvam? We have to know that this ekatvam is not like the impersonal oneness. Like in Bible it is said, I and my father are one. Like that Jesus says, I and my father are one. What is the meaning of this? I and my father are one. Already he is having an individuality. His father is Christ. He is also having individuality. Jesus is having individuality. But he is saying, I and father are one, he says. The meaning is, we both are one in spirit, one in consciousness. We align with each other very well. Like, you know, I leave it to Lord, let thy will be done. And the Lord wants to fulfill my desire, I try to fulfill his desire. So we have a very good mutual understanding. We align with each other very well. That is called as I and Father are one. Like we say in a family, you know, we all feel one with the family. You feel one with one family, but not with other families generally. Like if you see a child studying in a school, so 2 o'clock the mother or father may come to the school to pick up the child. Thousands of children are running here and there, screaming, taking their bags, you know, running here, there, again. And the mother is looking for one particular child. And the child is looking for one particular mother. And as soon as the eyes meet, the oneness is experienced immediately. Immediately she goes with the hand and child goes like this and they pick up and, correct, no? So this is oneness, oneness in consciousness. Similarly, it is only by unimaginable good fortune that in our lives, Krishna and his message that he gives in the Shastra has become understandable to us, relevant to us, relevant in our lives. If it wasn't relevant, we won't be sitting here at all. So just as the child is able to strike a connection with the mother very easily and go running to the mother, similarly, we have found some connection with Krishna because of which we are here. Although that connection has to be even more strengthened and increased. And it will be increased to the degree our awareness of our own situation, our own position and Krishna's position. So this is coming under the category of Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about four types of vibramas. Svatattva vibrama, paratattva vibrama, sadhana sadhya vibrama, all that he talks about that. So that vibrama has to be cleared off. When the vibrama is cleared, illusion is cleared, then the jiva's position, Krishna's position, and how we belong to him, how we are similar to him, that those things become very clear. So, in that verse he says, in the subsequent verse also, in the two verses of Ishopanishad, the talk goes on about this, about how in a family, your father and children are in one consciousness. They feel oneness with the family. Similarly, a person belonging to a nation feels oneness with the nation. Or like water in the ocean feels oneness with the ocean because of similar content of salt. Now this example, a one drop of water in an ocean, if you take it out, that drop of water doesn't have waves, whereas ocean has waves. The drop of water cannot wreck a ship, but the ocean can wreck a ship, isn't it? So there is a difference also. This difference is in quantity aspect. In the quality aspect, one drop of water is enough to be taken to a chemical lab to check what is the proportion of salt in this ocean. The quality is the same. So Shankaracharya in his Charitaka Bhashya makes one very profound statement. He says, Na tarango samudraha, samudrohi tarangaha, he says. He says that the samudra contains many tarangas or waves, but a combination of waves doesn't make an ocean, he says. Similarly, the Supreme Lord has many jivas who are his parts and parcels, but the combined jivas together cannot become Supreme Lord. And the proof is, when the universe was created, at that time the 24 conglomeration of material elements are there, And the jivas are also there. The jivas are present, the material elements are present, still nothing is moving in the universe until the Supreme Lord enters. See, when I read it, I was shocked because the jivas are not inanimate. The jivas are animate. The jivas have life. So one jiva or millions of jivas combined together cannot activate this universe. It's not possible unless the Supreme Lord gives the sanction. This is a very important thing. Just like, here we have, may have many switches for the fan, switches for the light, switches for the fridge. Like, one switch you put on, then light is on. Another switch you put on, the fridge is on. Another switch you put on, the fan is on. Like this. But if there is a MSCB power cut, all of them switch off. When there is a MSCB power on, all of them switch on. You will see that. That is Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate supplier of energy. He says, Jivanam sarva bhuteshu tapaschasmi tapasvishu. He says, he is the life giver of everything. So here he is giving life to the universe. Otherwise there is no possibility of anything happening in this universe. So here the emphasis point in this purport is about how the Lord's body is effulgent, which is explained in the Shruti Mantras also. Vedahametam purusham mahantam adityavarnam tamasaparastat tam eva vidvanatimrityumeti nanjapanta vidyate ayanaya. So this verse says, second line says, adityavarnam, Lord's body is glowing like sunlight. When Lord Krishna entered into the Muchukunda's gufa, Avishakhyena. He says, my dear Lord, your effulgence is so powerful that my eyes, which had the power to burn down somebody, just like it burned down Kalayavana, whose body is only skeleton now. But with the same eyes, when I looked at you, the power of my eyes have diminished, he says. You cannot be an ordinary person. You must be someone special. So in front of the Lord, no one else's power can stand. So Muchukunda had the power to look at somebody and burn them. That kind of benediction was given to him. So Lord's body is effulgent. Muchukunda's eyes are effulgent. But the Lord's body's effulgence surpasses Muchukunda's power to burn down anyone. And he's looking at the Lord. So in this way, there also, the whole Gufa is said to have become shining, the Krishna's presence. Similarly, when Krishna appears in the jail of Kamsa, the dark jail of Kamsa became littered up completely. So Krishna's body has effulgence. Like you know, when Krishna and Balaram go to steal butter in the homes of the gopis come to complain that, you know, Yashoda, you are putting so many ornaments on their body, because of which, even when we keep it in a dark room, they find out the butter part. So Yashoda says, okay, I will remove all these ornaments so that they can't find out. They say, what is the use of your removing ornaments? Their bodies are only glowing. Like that they are saying. So Lord's body has a glow. But here it is said, similarly, the jiva also is having a glow. All the jivas in that lotus, they were all glowing. Because the jiva, being a tiny part and parcel of the Lord, ultimately he is a part of the Lord. That's why he also glows. And knowing this aspect of jiva being part of the Lord is very helpful while even living in this world, because it helps us to... I'll finish in 2-3 minutes. It helps us to also have... whenever we look at the jivas with some vibhutis, we can remember Krishna in our mind. When we see someone very handsome, very beautiful, when we see somebody having some special skill or talent, somebody plays veena, somebody plays violin, somebody plays different instruments. Similarly, people, when we see people's intelligence, when we see different abilities of others, if you understand the ekatvam aspect, then our appreciation for Krishna will increase. Even more, we can understand what kind of variety Krishna has created in the jivas. Amazing type of variety, and what kind of amazing skills and talents and abilities are there. Innumerable abilities. There are 12 qualities said by Prahlad Maharaj in that verse. Manye jana manye dana bidhana rupa tapashrutau jas teja prabhava palapaurusha buddhi yogat. Like that. So 12 things he is saying there. Different kinds of abilities. Dhana, abhijana, there is a tejaha, there is prabhava, there is bala, paurusha, and different things he's saying. So when we see these kind of vibhutis in others, you know, we can understand that any vibhuti you see in this world, Krishna's vibhuti has to be much more than this. Like if a cuckoo is cooing very sweetly, which we appreciate, then Krishna's voice must be sweeter than the cuckoo, more sweeter. If kasturi is very fragrant, then Krishna's body should be far more fragrant than this. We can understand. So in this way, knowing the jiva's oneness with Krishna, being his part and parcel, will also help us to develop a deeper appreciation for the Lord. And the other important point is that although the jiva is also very powerful, yet he cannot match in quantity with the Supreme Lord. You see, Lord is antaryami. The jiva knows his own body. We know about our own body, but we don't know about others' body. Whereas the Lord in the heart of everyone, he knows our body, and he also knows the situation of the jiva also. As he says, sarva kshetreshu bharata. He is aware of all the bodies and all the situations. So I did not speak about the difference aspect, difference between the jiva and the Lord. That's another one class we could have on, the difference between the Lord and the jiva. So when we understand the differences, our admiration for Krishna's greatness will increase also. But this oneness aspect which we were stressing today, this will greatly help us to get rid of this manute anartham. As he says, you know, yaya sammohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam ಪರಹ ಅಪಿ ಮನುತೆ ಅನರ್ಥಂ ತತ್ಕೃತಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಪದ್ಯತೆ. ಪರಹ ಅಪಿ ಅಲ್ದೋ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಅಲ್ದೆ ಜೀವ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭೌತಿಕ್ ಪದಾರ್ಥ. ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ರಿಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಭೌತಿಕ್ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ರೈಸ್ ಅಬವ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಬೈ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಸಿಮಿಲಾರಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಜನರಲಿ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಿಮಿಲಾರಿಟೀಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಟೂ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಿಮಿಲಾರಿಟಿ, ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ಬಿಲ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್. ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ನ? ಸೊ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್. ಯು ಸಿನ್ ಟೂ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಮೇ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಚೆಕ್ಡ್ ಶರ್ಟ್. ಇಫ್ ಈಸ್ ವೇರಿಂಗ್ ಚೆಕ್ ಶರ್ಟ್, ಈ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೇರ್ ಚೆಕ್ ಶರ್ಟ್, ಸೇಮ್ ಕಲರ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ವೇರ್. ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ದಟ್ ಲೈಕ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಬೈ ಹೈಲೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿಮಿಲಾರಿಟಿ, ಅವರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸರ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ಈಸಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡನ್ ಇನ್ ಈವನ್ ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡನ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ್.